Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, living the good life here, as we try to do, live from Los Angeles, although we're going to send it to the other coast, to Miami, with Paxton Quigley for another great segment here, Cannabis Healing. How you doing, Paxton?
Oh, I'm doing very well, and I've got lots of cannabis-related news this week. New Hampshire Republican Governor, Chris Sununu, he announced last week that he intends to veto any legislation that reaches his desk that has anything to do with the legalization of cannabis. And may I quote, regardless of what the language looks like. Now, even though he says this, there is strong public support for legal cannabis in New Hampshire. 68% of the population says yes to it. However, currently, recreational use of cannabis is decriminalized for adults in New Hampshire. So we'll keep a lookout on New Hampshire. And while we're on the East Coast, it looks very much like the next state to legalize adult-use cannabis will be New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced this past week that legalizing marijuana is a priority for his administration. And I think the legalization bill is nearly guaranteed to pass in the New York State Legislature. You may not know, but the Democrats swept into power in November with a huge Senate majority, joining the already large one in the Assembly. So there's no longer a Republican bloc standing in the way of Cuomo's cannabis bill. So as we head into a promising year for cannabis legalization, I'd like to look at some of this past year's most innovative cannabis technological advances, and there are some really interesting ones, and those include cannabis suppositories for women's menstrual cramps, cannabis inhalers, 3D printed transdermal cannabis patches, and much, much more. So here to discuss and explain these amazing advances is Niall Chase Demena. He's the co-founder and CEO of Manna Molecular Science. It's a cannabis biotech firm, and it's located in Massachusetts. Naya, welcome to Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. How are you today?
Thank you, Paxton. I'm well. Thank you for having me on. This is a lovely honor.
Well, thank you, Niall. I'd like to ask you about your company's 3D printed cannabis patches. From their description, they sound very much like a nicotine patch. Now, what and how and why are these cannabis patches used? And how did Manna Molecular Science make them? Especially the 3D printed patches.
Yeah, no. There was a reason for doing that in the first place, where we can thank federal prohibition for innovation in this case. One of the things that we saw was that the cost to manufacture patches is usually centralized in one big production line, and it brings down the price and makes things a little bit more efficient. But because we weren't able to do our production that way, we had to work with individual state legal entities in state licensed cannabis programs. So we invented a transdermal patch that we knew worked. It took us about 6 months. It was myself and my partners and the former head of drug metabolism and pharmacokinetics at Genzyme. We finally found the patch that we liked, and we all kind of called each other the day that we had the prototype on, and you know, we're like, "Oh, is this? Are you feeling something right now?" And we're like, all of us had to kind of do this call chain when we discovered that it worked, because we were so thrilled. We had a patch that we knew worked, but then we had to figure out how to dose it. And so there's always a challenge of space, affordability, and ease of use when you're working with these big clients all over the U.S. that have these expensive operations. And so we wanted to design something where you could make a flexible dose, that you'd be extraction agnostic, because not every group uses the same extraction methodology. One can do butane, one can do CO2, one can do ethanol, one can do rosin. So we want to make something flexible. And then we want to make something quality, where we would set a high bar. And we have a lot of expertise on the team. We have the former inventor of Mylan's transdermal patch working with us. We have some really smart people on our team. And so we wanted to make sure that we did it justice with setting a high bar of quality.
And okay, wait a second. I want to ask you something.
Yes.
If, let's say, I've got pain in my back, how do I use this 3D printed patch?
Yes, so it would come in a mylar foil pouch. You would just open the pouch, and you would remove the backing and put it either somewhere on your arm or under your arm or on your back or on your neck. You can put it topically where it hurts, because it has some topical analgesic in it, which will help alleviate local pain, but it is a systemic thing. So it's topically applied, but the release is systemic. So it goes through the skin and into the bloodstream. And so it should help get THC or CBD in your system and allow those things to work on your pain and your inflammation systemically, while also providing you some relief topically on the affected area.
Wow, this is incredible. I mean, talk about new technology. This is really something. Now, I also read that Manomolecular Science recently announced the development of a new line of sexual health and wellness products. Can you tell us about some of those products and where people can purchase them?
Yeah, so they're going to be out likely by the second half of 2019. It's a little bit of a development time, but essentially we have the PI from Viagra who's worked on Viagra, Cialis, and even the woman's version of Viagra called Muse. And we wanted to make something that's like condom compatible, that's compatible with, like a tampon or, something like a suppository for women. And, we're going to make basically a line of products for men's and women's performance and pleasure will encompass some of the products that, you mentioned, maybe a gel of some kind that's applied topically to the area. And what we're hoping is that it increases tumescence, it can increase arousal, and, it can increase and alleviate things like pain. More discomfort for women, especially in intercourse and other, kind of intimate activities.
Now, have you had any trial studies on this to show that it really works this way?
Everything that we do, for our transdermal patches, we actually buy these things called bronze diffusion cells and run them through real human skin. So believe it or not, you can do this with vaginal and penile tissue, where you actually put it in a bath and you stimulate it with cannabinoids. And you record the increase in size and increase in tumescence and blood flow and things like that. So we're basically going to do a lot of in vitro work to determine what works, and then we're going to put that into the line. And so we have some ideas about what does that based on the literature, based on self-reported effects, and based on some of the hypotheses we have about the way these work chemically in the system and in the skin.
Now, I assume that it's based on CBD oil. Will there be some THC in it too, depending on the product?
So we're trying to design all our products to have a platform that can work with all kinds of different cannabinoids. And the beauty about it is that as we discover more and more about minor cannabinoids like THCV, CBN, CBC. And some of the acid forms, which are the undecarboxylated forms of THC, like THCA or CBDA, that we can include those also. So it's a flexible platform that allows us to take cannabinoids and generally as a family and introduce them into different delivery systems as more science presents itself. So there will be THC and CBD combinations. There will be CBD alone, and there will also be THC alone.
And how will you be marketing these products, online, or will they be in dispensaries? What will be your form of selling?
Oh, yeah. So we work with some of the largest partners in the U.S. So in California, we work with Papa and Barclay. Out in the middle of the country, in Pennsylvania and Illinois, we work with Cresco Labs. In Florida, we work with Surterra. So we're in over 12 states. We have about 15 partnership agreements, and some of them that we're doing overseas. So we're going to do marketing in retail stores. We're going to do marketing online. Marketing through basically every channel that we can do and try to get as broad distribution as we can. But we'll be, you know, we'll be in the big chains like MedMen, you know, hopefully GTI, Cresco. So wherever these multi-state operators are, we look to be a part of their ecosystem.
Sounds terrific. I can't wait to at least see the products, if not try some of the products.
Oh, I know. That's the exciting part is when it works, you know, everybody gets really excited to try them. And that's been the platform, you know, for our patches, and we expect to make products that people want to try. I mean, the fact that you're excited about trying a product that doesn't exist yet, I think speaks to how desirable something like this will be.
Good, good. I wish we could spend more time. This is a short segment. Tell people your website so they can go to the website and learn more about what you do.
Sure. You can find us at nanomolecular.com, MANNAMOLECULAR, or at nanomolecular on Instagram or Twitter. And, you know, we're operating in many states, but we're headquarters in Boston. So you can always reach out to us through the site. I take calls personally from patients. So tell us how you like the patches if you see them. And if you want to know more about the product, send us an email.
Okay, well, this sounds marvelous, and I wish we had more time to talk, and I'd really like to have you on again, especially when the products come out, so we'll be able to, you know, hear more about them. So we'd love to have you back on the show, you know, within the 6 months or something like that. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yes. Meanwhile, next week's guest will be Chanel Lindsay. She's an analyst, an attorney, and she is considered one of the most influential people in cannabis. That's according to High Times magazine. So we'll be discussing cannabis 2019 next time. It's going to be a good year. And I want to thank all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. Please visit us at Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley on Facebook and Twitter. And we want to wish everyone a happy and healthy holiday season. I'm Paxton Quigley.